स्तुहं भवद्भिः लोकमङ्गलं यत्कृतः कृष्णसं कृष्णो जीनात्मा सुप्रसीद। लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, आई थैंक यू वेरी मच फॉर योर काइंडली कमिंग हियर टू पार्टिसिपेट इन दिस कृष्णा कॉन्शियसनेस मूवमेंट। So, I am reciting one or two verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, wherein Śrīla Gosvāmī describes to the great sages assembled in Naimisharanya in respect of the importance of Krishna consciousness. Naimisharanya, perhaps you have heard the name. At present, there is a railway station near between Hardoi and Lucknow in Uttar Pradesh. The station is called Naimisha. And still, the Naimisharanya atmosphere is maintained there. It is a very nice, sacred place. If you go there, you will feel immediately Krishna consciousness. So, in that meeting, the great sages and saintly persons assembled there inquired from Śrīla Gosvāmī that after departure of Lord Krishna, wherein the principles of religion are kept, Krishna appeared for re-establishing the religious principles, dharma samasthapanarthaya. When Krishna or any incarnation of the Lord descends, there are two kinds of missions. One mission is paritranaya sadhunam. The sadhus or the devotees, they are very much anxious to meet God, Krishna. So he fulfills the desires of the sadhu. And by the way, he also vināśāyata duṣkṛtā. Duṣkṛtā means sinful, impious, to kill them. So Krishna has got two businesses. One to give protection to the devotees, and the other is to kill the demon. Just like Krishna appeared as Kesavadvita Narahari Rupa, Nisimhadev. In Narahari, Nisimhadev, one side he was blessing Prahlad Maharaj, the devotee, and the other side he was killing his atheist father, Hiranyakashipu. You have seen the picture. So, Krishna, when he has got the fighting spirit, because Krishna is the source of everything, janmadasya jata, here in this world also we find two things, friendship and hostility. Just like modern political atmosphere, sometimes there is conference of friendship and sometimes there is fight with lethal weapons. So this duality is visible within this material world. And in the spiritual world, there is no duality. There is absolute peace. So when when he wants to fight, he comes here. Because here there are many demons. So his fighting spirit is satisfied. Otherwise, for killing the demons, Krishna does not require to descend. There are many agents of Krishna. For example, this city, Visakhapatnam, on the seashore, if Krishna desires, this whole city can be killed in a second, simply by overflooding the sea or by a storm. He has got many agents. Parasa Shakti Vividai Vasuyate are the material agent. Durga Devi, she can do all these things. So Krishna does not require to descend for killing the demon. But when he feels, just like a rich man sometimes feels to contest with some wrestler, that does not mean he requires it. That is the Krishna spirit. He is all blissful. So when Krishna comes, descends, there are many demons. He especially comes for the devotee. But when he fights with the demon, that is also his favor. Because anyone killed by Krishna, he immediately attains liberation. Therefore, Krishna is absolute. Either he fights or blesses, the result is the same. So this inquiry was made by the great sages in the Nimisharana. The after departure of Krishna, wherein the principles of religions are kept. So the answer was given by Suta Goswami. He said in the very beginning, Munaya sadhu prishu aham. Your question is very auspicious. Munaya sadhu prishu aham bhavadvi loka mangalam. This question is very auspicious to the human society. Why? Jat krita krishna sang krishna. Because you have inquired about Krishna. So, somewhere or other, if you talk of Krishna, then it is lokamangalam. Those who are talking about Krishna and those who are hearing about Krishna, both of them are benefited. It doesn't matter whether he understands or not. If he simply, they can stop. These children are creating disturbance.
Hey, Amai, everybody.
So the purpose is that this Krishna consciousness movement is hearing and chanting about Krishna. The shortcut is to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. So anyone who chants this Hare Krishna and anyone who hears Hare Krishna, both of them are benefited. There is another verse in this chapter. Sinnatam sakatha krishna punna savana kirtana. Sinnatam sakatha krishna punna savana kirtana riddantasya avadrani vidhunati sweet satam. Our heart is filled up with dirty things. The dirty things is misunderstanding. The first misunderstanding is accepting, identifying oneself with this body. I am this body. I am American. I am Indian. I am Hindu. I am Muslim. I am Christian. I am this, I am that. This identification is one of the greatest misunderstandings. And when Krishna began his teaching in the Bhagavad Gita, because Arjuna accepted him as his spiritual master, in the beginning he was talking like friends, but when the questions were not solved, Arjuna accepted Krishna as his spiritual master. Shishyastriham Shadimam Prapannam. At that time, when Krishna was accepted by Arjuna as his spiritual master, he first of all chastised him. He said, Asachyan anusochastam pratyabhadam sabhat. Because Krishna, Arjuna was talking as a family man. So therefore, he first of all chastised him that you are talking from a low grade platform, but you are talking just like learned man. You are not learned. Gatasum agatasum stananu sochanti pandita. You are not talking like a learned man. That means Krishna indirectly said that you are a fool. You do not know what is your identification. Then he explained that dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumarajovanam jara tatha dehantaram prati dhirasatvanamayati. The soul is eternal and the body is temporary. It is changing every minute. Just like from our mother's womb, our first birth takes place between the father and mother. Two secretions emulsified forms into a pea-like body, a small pea-like body. First night, the soul takes shelter within that body and the mother supplies the energy and it develops. From that pea, it becomes a small body. Then a small body becomes greater and greater. And when it is fit for developing or increasing in this material atmosphere, mother delivers the child and again it becomes developing. The developing means changing the body. Child's body, every one of us had a body like a child, baby, but that body is now missing. We have got a different body. Young man has got a different body, old man has got a different body. So, this is a fact that the soul is there, but body is changing. Therefore, the natural conclusion should be that when we leave this body, I take another body. There is no difficulty to understand this reasonable proposition of Bhagavad Gita. Dehi nasmin jatha dehi kaumaram yauvanam jara tatha dehantaram prapti. As dehantaram, from childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, this dehantaram, another body. Similarly, old man, when the body is not very old, it cannot be used anymore, or the supply ingredients is almost finished, then this body we give up. We accept another body. Now this body, we are changing from multi forms of body. Jaljana Valakhani, Savara Lakhavinshati, Krimayo Rudra Sankhaka. In this way, 8,400,000 species of body were changing. And this human form is the greatest benediction for the soul to understand Krishna. And Krishna says, if in this body we try to understand Krishna, janma karma me divyam, jo janati tatat. If we simply try to understand Krishna, how Krishna comes, what is his business, paritrana sadhunam vinashaya cha duskitam, dharma samasthapanathaya. What kind of religious principles he re-establishes? Sammavami juge juge. So these things are explained very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. Everyone in India knows Bhagavad Gita. And not only in India, throughout the whole world, Bhagavad Gita is very well known and widely read book of knowledge. I have traveled all over the world. In every country, there are different language translations of Bhagavad Gita. In Japanese country, there is Bhagavad Gita. In Muslim country, there is Bhagavad Gita. So, Bhagavad Gita is the universal book of knowledge. And our Krishna consciousness movement is based on this Bhagavad Gita. We have not manufactured anything. The same thing, which is very, very old, at least from historical point of view, it is 5,000 years old. But from scriptural point of view, it is more than 40 million of years old. So, our Krishna consciousness movement is based on this Bhagavad Gita, because it is full of Krishna Samprasna. Here Śrīla Gosvāmī says, yatkṛta Krishna Samprasna lokamangalam. The question raised by you, Bhagavad-gī, by you, lokamangalam. So Bhagavad-gītā should be read very widely and should be understood very widely. That is the only source of auspicity for the human society. But don't misrepresent it. It has become a fashion now to misrepresent, comment on Bhagavad Gita according to one's whims. That is very dangerous. That is very dangerous. Bhagavad Gita should be read, should be understood as prescribed in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna said in the fourth chapter, evaṁ parampara prāptam imaṁ rājarsayo vidu. The Bhagavad Gita could be understood by the line of disciplic succession of authorized acharyas. Fortunately, in your South India, all the great acharyas appear. Shankaracharya, Ramanuja Acharya, Madhya Acharya, Vishnu Swami, all of them. So you are very fortunate. And the Acharya commentary is also there. Ramanuja commentary is there. Madhya Acharya commentary is there. So you take advantage and read them very nicely. That is our request, Krishna consciousness. And try to understand Krishna. If you simply understand Krishna, then the result will be janma karma me dibbam jo janati tat tat. In truth, in fact, which you can do only if you follow the acharya, not the rascals. Don't follow any rascal. You follow the acharya, you get the benefit of Krishna consciousness. That is our request. Tatta dehaṁ punarjanmana iti. Then your human form of life will be blessed. You'll get success in obtaining this human form of life. Not only that, you are all mothers present here. Teach your children from the very beginning, as it is recommended by Prahlad Maharaj. Pumaro acharit prag dharman bhagavatani. Durlavam manusam janma. Tadapi adhruvam arthadam. Prahlad Maharaj says the children should be taught about religious principle, especially Bhagavad Dharma. What is dharma and Bhagavad Dharma? Bhagavad Dharma means the dharma of the soul. And ordinary dharma means dharma of this body. Generally we understand the varnasam dharma, chaturvarna maya system, guna karma vibhaga. The Brahmins, the Kshatriyas, the Vaishyas and the Shudras, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. So actually, this is our Vedic principle is varnasam dharma. So this varnasam dharma is in relationship with this body. But we are not this body. Dehantaram prat, you are changing our body. So sometimes we may become a Shudra, sometimes we may become Brahmin. That is change. But when you come to the platform of the soul, nahannate hannamane sarire, that dharma, when you begin, the dharma of the soul, that is called Bhagavad Dharma. Because when one is in the platform of understanding soul, that is called Brahmajnana, Atmajnana. So, when one comes to the platform of Brahma understanding, that is called Brahmabhuta. The Brahmabhuta Prasannatma. When you come to that platform, understanding of the soul, then you become joyful, free from material anxiety. Just like you are on a ship and it is in danger on the ocean, tottering. At any moment it can drown. But somehow or other, if you come to the land, then you feel safety. Now I am safe. Similarly, this bodily consciousness, I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this, I am that. That is just on the tottering seat. But if you come immediately on the spiritual platform, then prasannatma, now I am saying. Brahma bhuta prasannatma, na sochati, na kankati. To Brahma realize soul, he has no more any hankering nor any lamentation. So long we are in the bodily platform, we are hankering and lamenting. We are hankering for things which we do not possess, and we lament for things we do lose. There are two businesses. to gain some material profit or lose it. This is bodily platform. But when you come to the spiritual platform, there is no more question of loss and profit. Equilibrium. So Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma Nasochati Nakankhati Samasarvishu Bhuteshu. Because he has no more hankering and lamenting, there is no more enemy. Because if there is enemy, then there is lamenting. But if there is no enemy, then Samasarvishu Bhuteshu. Mad Bhakti Labhate Param. That is the beginning of transcendental activities, bhakti. So our Krishna consciousness movement is directly giving this bhakti platform by the mercy of Krishna in the form of Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is distributing Krishna immediately, because in this age people are so fallen. Mandya samanda matayo mando bhagya upadruta. Alpayayu. They are living for a short time. And manda, manda means very slow or inferior quality of human being. Not superior. Inferior quality means in this age there is practically no Brahmin. All Shudras. Kalau Shudra Sambhava. Actually, it is so. Because people in this age, if he gets one nice service, master, he is satisfied. One wife, one service, then his life is Dakham Kutumba Bharana. In this age, if one can maintain his wife and few children, he is very expert. He is to be considered the dakya, very expert. He hasn't got to make any sacrifice. Simply if he is somehow or other able to maintain a wife, that has also become impossible. The social system is coming to such degraded position. In Europe and America, I have seen very few men are family men. You see, because it is botherish. They think it is botherish. Or it is very heavy task. Actually, in that country, it is very heavy task by so many laws and so many conventions. So they avoid marriage. So, therefore, in the symptoms of Kali Yuga, it has been stated, Dakham Kutumba Bharanam. Kutumba means family. If one can maintain his family, he is to be considered as very successful. Now, he hasn't got to make Dakha Yuga or Naramed Yuga or Ashramed Yuga. No. That he has not means. This is the position, mandas mandamata. And if anyone wants to accept something for spiritual, that is sumandamata, something bogus. He will accept something bogus which has no spiritual, I will say, reference. He will accept. And this, I have got this religion. Mandas mandamata, mandu bhagya. Because they are all unfortunate. And upadruta, and always disturbed and anxious by so many external affairs. Therefore, in this age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us very shortcut method, not manufactured by him. No saintly acharya will manufacture his way. He must refer to the Vedic literature. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked up the Vedic instruction. Harir nama, harir nama, harir nama iva kevalam. Kalau nasteva 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 gatirandatha from Brihad Naradiya Purana. In the Srimad Bhagavatam also it is said, Kalau dosa nidhi rajan asti jiko mahanudana kitanadeva krishnasa mukta sanga parangoje. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picks up these Vedic instructions and introduced it to the world 500 years ago. And he predicted that this mission should be spread all over the world. And especially the task was entrusted with Indians. He said specifically that Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hoila Ja Janma Sartha Kori Karo Paro Boka. Those who have taken birth as human beings in India, they should take this task of distributing Krishna consciousness all over the world for doing well to others. So I request that we have made a background only for spreading Krishna consciousness, and this movement has a great demand all over the world. They are confused with this materialistic way of life. They are not satisfied. Many thousands and thousands of young men, they are confused. They do not know what to do, but they do not like to live like their fathers or grandfathers. So this is an opportunity for spreading this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna consciousness, and Krishna amongst the scholars, amongst the religionists, amongst the philosophers, even amongst people in general. This Krishna book, Bhagavad Gita, is very well known. So take this opportunity, both ladies and gentlemen in India, and present Krishna consciousness without any adulteration. Don't do this misservice. You are adding something raskalam in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, it is simply mentioned and it is described that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Matta paratara nanya kinchi jasri dharanja. There is no greater authority than Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate. Iti matya bhajante imam budha bhava samannita. These things are there. So, my request is that your South Indian people are very intelligent there, and you are benedicted by the blessings of all acharyas. My sincere request is that you take up this movement seriously and spread all over the world. Join with us. Thank you very much.